and welcome to the program. Today we're looking in Galatians chapter 1. Paul said, I marvel in verse 6 that you are so soon removed unto another gospel. He said, there be some that would pervert the gospel of Jesus Christ and let him be accursed. That's pretty strong. We're going to have a look at that in a minute. Stay tuned. On yesterday's program, we were looking in Jude chapter 1 and verse number 3, where he talked about writing about giving all diligence to write unto them about the common salvation. We saw that word common in the Greek has been translated defiled in Mark 7 and 2, unclean in Romans 14:14, an unholy thing in Hebrews 10 and 29. So Jude was writing to them saying, I gave all diligence to write unto you about this defiled, unclean, unholy gospel that is entering into the churches. It is interesting that Paul had the same problem as we look in the book of Galatians. I'm reading in Galatians chapter 1 verse 6. He said, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you unto the gospel of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But though we, that would include Paul, though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Let him be accursed. What do you say in verse 9? And we, as we said before, so say I now again, if any man, get that part, if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that which ye have received, let him be accursed. Now, it's interesting that if you go back to what Jesus had to say in Luke chapter 13 and verse number 3, he said, I tell you nay, but except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. And like Paul in Galatia, Jesus went ahead and repeated it again in Luke 13 and 5, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Now God commands, Acts 17:30, God commands all men everywhere to repent. Well, in the 1960s, our focus became on numbers. Heresy books were written like Repentance is the Enemy of Soul Winning, and many solid fundamentalists started preaching about having a goal of baptizing 200 a year. No, that's where we got off track. We should never have been setting goals. What we should be doing is simply preaching the gospel and letting the Holy Spirit do what he wants. Once again, Galatians 1 verse 8, though we are an angel from heaven, preach any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Now we need to understand, according to Strong's Concordance, that word accursed there is, it's kind of like a type of our New Testament church discipline. I quote from Strong's, a thing set up or laid by in order to be kept. That is, their names would be hung upon the wall or columns of the temple or put in some other conspicuous place. In other words, if they weren't going by the scriptures, they were to be exposed. That's why we read when Peter started messing around with the gospel plan of salvation, we read in Galatians 2:14, Paul said, but when I saw that they walked not uprightly according to the truth of the gospel, I said unto Peter, before them all, if thou, being a Jew, livest after the manner of the Gentiles, and not do as the Jews, why compellest thou the Gentiles to do as the Jews? There was Peter messing up the gospel. Why didn't Paul just take him in the back room somewhere and quietly explain it to him? Because he was to expose him before everybody. Jesus loved Peter, and you remember there when Jesus was explaining that he was going to be crucified. Not so, Lord, Peter said. And Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Now that word Satan means adversary. He said, you're concerned more about the things of this world than you are about heavenly things and the things that are eternal. And he exposed him before them all. He loved Peter, but That's what he did. But not today. No, not anymore. We can change the plan of salvation and its services as usual. Let's sing, pray, sing, announcements, offering. Let's not worry that someone in our group changed the plan of salvation. Yeah, listen, it doesn't get any more apostate than changing the plan of salvation. Whether we have all the standards in the world for dress and all the standards in the world for music and bury our head in the sand while they change the plan of salvation, there's something wrong with that picture. Well, there you have it, plain and simple. Be sure and tune in for our next program.